And now to Venezuela, where people are casting the ballots in general elections following months of political instability across the Latin American nation. Authorities say some 18 million people are eligible to vote for governors for four-year terms in 23 states. It is predicted that the opposition would win a majority of state governorships. Opposition accuses the government of changing the voting sites at the last minute in an attempt to disconcert the opposition voters. President Nicolas Maduro has warned that new governors will have to take a loyalty oath to the Constitutional Assembly, which is rewriting the Constitution. Opposition leaders consider the assembly illegal. The voting comes after months of political turmoil in the oil-rich nation, claiming the lives of at least 120 people. Let's cross over to New York, joined by George Zamoli, a senior research fellow, Global Policy Institute, London Metropolitan University. Thanks so much for being with us. Tell me about the significance of this particular election in Venezuela.
Well, it's significant in that it belies the perception that prevails in the United States that Venezuela is some kind of a dictatorship and that people are cowering under the tyrannical rule of Maduro. Nothing could be further from the truth. So the fact is that today there's going to be an election. It's quite likely that the opposition will do well in these elections. And so therefore it will put to lie the notion put about by the U.S. media and, of course, the Trump administration that the country is suffering under the tyrannical yoke of Maduro. If it was a tyranny, there wouldn't be an election and there wouldn't be the very good prospects of a substantial opposition victory.
Well, in general, we look at the situation, we look at the propaganda that has been, especially the last year, used against Caracas. Now, with this election, as you said, most likely the opposition will take the lead in this election as far as governors there. How does that affect the overall internal politics of what's going on? Are we likely to see an implosion, or is it that it can help solidify support of the legitimacy of the Maduro government?
Well, I think the conflict will continue within Venezuela. I think I don't think there's likely to be any lessening of the intensity of the conflict. I mean, there has been clearly an attempt by the opposition to overthrow the democratically elected government of Maduro. So this is something that they will continue to strive for. But I think that this election will have the effect of, in some ways, perhaps relieving some of the frustration of the opposition. So I think it will have a lessening of the tension. Not a huge amount, but I think mm-hmm. there will be a lessening of the tension. But a lot also depends on how the United States responds, because I think if the United States continues to bang the drum for regime change in Venezuela and thereby encouraging armed opposition and an armed overthrow in Caracas, then I think that things are going to continue to get worse. And I do think that the Trump administration is now hell-bent on achieving regime change in Caracas.
Thank you so much for being with us out of New York, Mr. George Zamoli, Senior Research Fellow, Global Policy Institute, London Metropolitan University.